Hey there, fellow listener. It's Aaron, Pocket Knife News host, and I'm here to tell you about a great new podcast. Totally awesome. Have you checked out the Erie Canal Theater? Check them out, www.eriecanaltheater.com. They've produced original long-form stories over the past several years, the biggest being Switchboard Infinity, an 18-episode sci-fi comedy. It's ripe for binge listening. It's like Netflix for your ears. If you're interested in checking them out, a good jumping on place to check out Season 1, Episode 6, or Episode 14. Great starting on points. Their current show, Laugh-ageddon, is a noir 1980s retro comedy series. Three episodes have been released so far, and three more are expected to release to complete this story. The Erie Canal Theater uses a combination of collaborative writing and improv to record their shows. Then they go through a pretty intense editing and sound design process. Add that all up. Each episode consists of almost 100 hours, 100 man hours of physical labor. I mean, not really physical labor. I mean, it's a lot of audio work. But still, you get the point. It's a lot of work. The plan is to make a variety of original shows over the coming year and create more high-quality original storytelling just for people like you, people interested in good storytelling in your podcast ears. It's Netflix for your ears. Check them out on all the normal podcast places. Head on over to www.theeriecanaltheater.com. Head over to Bandcamp. Check them out. Give a good listen. It's good stuff, man.
Welcome to Pocket Knife News!
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Computer quality so crappy, Aaron.
No, I don't know. Yours looks crappy too.
It does?
Can you hear Paw Patrol in the background?
No.
What?
Nothing. What?
My wife.
What you drinking?
I got a kind of a... So in my Moscow Mule cup, I have some whiskey and Coke.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it's nice and cold.
What is it?
Orange old cup.
Oh, coffee. I'm lame.
It's literally 9 o'clock at night. Why do you have coffee?
I know, because I'll probably be up for a few hours.
What blows my mind is I know you're up late, and then you still be posted at like 7 in the morning.
I know. I get up so early. Like, I don't really, yeah, that's really bad.
I'm like getting ready for work, and you responded to my stories from yesterday. I'm all,
she's all, good night. 2 seconds later, I'm all, got it.
Good night. Good morning.
6:15.
Oh my
you
gosh.
You have a whole other energy level over there.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I wake up, like, say if I don't have to get up until like later on in the morning, it's like 8 or 8:30. I'm like so upset at myself. I'm like, the whole day is almost over with. It's weird. Yeah.
No, I get that. I stayed up really late on Sunday.
Yeah.
Stayed up till like almost 4, which is late, you know, for an old man like me. And then we like didn't wake up till 10 the next day. It was like 10:30. I was like, well, why even get out of bed? The day's over.
You didn't have to work on Monday?
No, I didn't. We had the day
That's
off.
That's nice. That's good.
Yeah. And like we
Homer,
started
did you
making
have to
food.
Work?
Yes. I'm depressed.
Why is your face hidden, you weirdo? Well,
it's because I don't have a little table like everybody else does. I have my lap, and it was hurting my lap.
Complain, complain, complain.
Is that a Pikachu backpack?
Yes, it is. It's like the original little Pikachu backpack right here.
Damn.
It's the fat one.
Well, there is no other.
Am I right?
Boom. That just happened.
Okay, Sam. So where's Phil at? He got laid
date.
Off, that's where.
Yeah. Oh.
That was all my damn.
Did he have a date?
He had a hot date.
With the nail tech?
No. No, not with
he
the
really
nail
had
tech.
A date?
Like a man date. I think he had dinner plans with a friend.
Lame.
No dedication. No team playing right there. What are you talking about? Philip's always there. Homer, you should have seen my message to Sam this morning. It was
sad. It was funny.
Philip, he's benched. Coach needs you in the game.
See, I was thinking about saying that the other day, and I was like, nah, if he hits her up, he hits her up. I'm not going to – like, we should invite Sam, but I'm like
– yeah, I'm so happy that you guys did. And then he did. Yeah, okay, so hold on. Okay, so first, that's not what you said at the beginning. You said,
hold on. We'll go word for word.
Okay. Oh my
please
God.
Please go word for word because I was about to get it's, so it's angry at you. Like
three messages. Oh, that's right.
I was.
It's like work has been so busy. Like I have.
Who has their speaker on?
I do. Hang on. Wait.
It's reverb. You can hear it in the recording.
Come on.
It's just an echo.
Oh, I'm gonna take a shot of tequila, guys.
There it is.
Yeah, I keep it in my room. Don't judge.
I said, yo. She goes, yo. I said, horror episode tonight.
Which I thought that you guys had already recorded the episode. So I started typing. I was like,
and she was like, I can't wait
to talk about horror and not have me on there. And then he said, before
and
I
then
even
I pressed said, Phillip's bench. Coach needs you in. And then she goes, yes. I thought you had already recorded it. And I was pissed.
She was like, I was looking for it this morning.
And then to wrap up that whole little gameplay, she goes, give me the play, coach. I was like,
yes. Yeah. I was excited.
Put me in, coach.
Give me the, what's the haps on the grass? Oh, Sam,
yeah.
You've started a little podcast project of your own.
And
you had something pretty exciting on this week.
I did. I don't like to talk about myself.
All right, fine. Moving on.
No, okay, guys. So for anyone who is listening who doesn't know about my podcast, I started a podcast called Hangin' with Halloween Happy, which I've been having so much fun with. And thanks again to my friends at Pocket Knife News for helping me if I ever have any questions or anything like that. But I did have like my first big guest on this past week. It was Josh Hasty, who is a filmmaker. He actually directed the making of Rob Zombie's 31. And I was so excited to have him on. I was really nervous, but it went really well. So yeah, you guys should check it out on SoundCloud. I have a new episode every week on Tuesdays.
That's crazy. Whoop, that's whoop. Badass. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you didn't? Well, you must not
I knew about the podcast. I didn't know that was the latest one you had. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Okay. Well,
I'm slacking.
And just,
all right, I'm slacking.
Just so you guys know, I put you all on post notifications, which I thought I already had you guys on it, and I was going to tell Homer and Philip, especially, that you guys need to start posting. If I put you on that status, I would appreciate it.
Oh,
Aaron does just fine.
I don't know. She's not directed any of this conversation at me right now because I got.
I love it that you were waiting for your name. You're like, I know she ain't gonna say my name right now.
Nope.
I was. I got a plan with the social medias. It's strategic, mostly.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Really. So if you guys can like get on our level, that would be much appreciated.
Oh. All right, I guess we got to start.
Homer's been a little bit more consistent lately.
I don't know about.
He had a John Wick post today.
I know. I was so happy about that.
Were you?
I need to start like posting. I need to start posting.
I was Halloween happy, y'all.
See it and stuff like that. I need to post more. The hard stuff is where I'm slacking. So that's my bad.
You
gotta get your personal account going, and then that'll make posting on the group.
Yeah, because I'm barely posting my personal too. Nothing too adventurous all the damn time that goes on for me. So whenever it does, I do post it
on Instagram all the time. I know because our primary form of communication is through sending each other people's Instagram images.
Oh yeah, like check out this new action figure, check out this new pop, check out this.
Yep. Hey, did you see this movie poster? Hey, did you see that? That's literally our primary form of communication
Hey, did you guys see Sam's selfie of her and Miles? Just joking.
Yeah, I saw it right now. Miles, get the fuck out of me.
I love it that she says, like, Sam, like it's a total different person.
Well, then as if you were fucking saying that shit, okay?
I was all. You posted like 16 pictures with you in your coffee mug the past day.
Yeah, that
it was
pumpkin.
Not 16. It was only one.
I swear, two. I saw it like on
five. It was not two.
But I think she does what I do. Like, she'll post it on Instagram, put it to Facebook, and then put it to, yeah.
That's what it was.
Well, that's because, that's why. Like, I don't like.
There it is.
I don't know what that means.
Instagram, Facebook.
Okay. Well, that's because there's a lot of people on Facebook who don't have Instagram, and I feel like my content is worthy enough to only double post, not triple post or quadruple post, but.
Gotcha. Oh. No push to Twitter.
Oh, no. I deleted Twitter off my thing. I'm like, because like you said, you were
the worst Twitter.
I don't understand Twitter.
Four times, and I'm like, oh, my bad.
I'll use it to share like my videos, but I don't know who is actually seeing it. I think it's just going in the trash when I press enter. So that's fine.
She's all,
like, always get notifications.
You get notifications, y'all. You got a new follower, and then you look, you're all, I have 28 followers. I don't. What am I doing with this?
Who's my new guy? Who's the new person?
It's too big of a universe, I feel like. I get lost in it. I don't like it.
And it ends up it's being like somebody's fan page that wants to follow, and you're like, really?
See, the thing with Twitter is it's real easy to type nonsense, and that's what's all over Twitter. On Instagram, though, I feel like you have to be a little bit more curated.
Yeah.
Like you post up nonsense, you get nonsense you results.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but I don't know. I've kind of noticed because there's like some accounts that I've been following for not that long, and they already have like tons and tons of followers. And I'm like, you don't even have a theme. You don't even create your content. And every time I think of it, I always think of you guys. And I'm like, all you post is memes. No, not bad. I'm like, all you post is fucking memes that you find on Google. Like, it's fine.
I just think it's
I'm still kind of confused. Are you saying that we only post memes?
No, because I remember when I was
a lot of curation going on.
You do. You're the only one that like appreciates and has and notices like my stuff that I create. Because when I was in Texas, we were talking about the picture I posted on Miles at the hotel. That's what I meant. And you were like, she's creating content or something like that. That's what I meant. I didn't mean it in a bad way.
I love it that it's straight out the bottle.
It always is.
Take it to the head.
Oh, no. Here we go.
That's it.
So
it always is, guys.
We recruited Sam on for today's episode because thought it'd be a great opportunity, especially since Phil couldn't make it today, to do a horror-themed episode. Episode.
Yeah, because there's a lot of upcoming horror stuff.
There is tons. I'm so excited. This year is going to be insane.
I am pretty excited as well. So I want to talk on some of our favorite things from last year and what we look forward to this year. Nobody's looking at you, Deb. I'm sorry.
Can she hear me?
No.
Okay. Tell her I said hi.
I read it.
She said hi.
Hi.
She lip read it.
Aw, she's so cute. Can we get a curtsy
over the internet?
Oh, my God.
That's more like a pterodactyl.
Close enough. Nailed it. Ugh. So this is on the fly broadcasting here. Do you guys want to start with yesteryear or the present year?
Let's go yesteryear.
Let's start with yesteryear. So did I tell you to pick one or two? I can't remember.
Two. I feel like was a very hard task.
So I'm not saying they had to be like the best, but I just asked, pick two of your favorite horror movies from this past year, you know, and you can justify why this one is one of your picks. It doesn't have to be the top pick, but a good pick. And I'll even allow a runner up if you have one.
Okay.
So ladies first, Sam, what you got?
Okay.
One of the best 2016 horror movies.
One of the ones that I really looked forward to last year coming out was 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Ooh. Fancy, fancy.
Yeah. Did you guys see it?
Yes. I almost stayed awake for the whole thing.
Oh, wow. Okay. That. See, you guys. See, I always get so stoked about telling you my options every time, and you guys just always, like, you just pop shut the balloon. Down. Yeah, you shut it down.
I actually really liked everything that I saw from it, but it was just one of those days where we all watched it in all as a family in the room while the kids slept and everybody's sleeping, so I kind of just dozed off. Yeah. But I liked it, man. John Goodman crushed. Come on, give us the highlights. Give us the highlights. This is spoiler cast nation. Everything came out.
Okay, well, I didn't prepare for spoilers, but
No. I'm just saying, don't hold back. You could say your favorite scene if there's a potential spoiler in what you're about.
Okay, what I really liked.
Sweat it.
Okay, what I really liked about it was one that it had John Goodman because he's one of my favorites. Absolutely love him. If you guys go back to episode whatever it is, Aaron, please enter the number right here where we talked about our favorite Halloween shows. Make sure that's linked. I was talking about how I loved
Roseanne.
There's
not going to be a link. You're going to have to spoil that.
Okay, anyways, John Goodman. Okay.
It's
so
one of the ones with an orange cover.
Oh, my God.
If I had to guesstimate, 28.
It is 28. I can picture it. I can remember it. Okay, anyways. So I was so excited because I remember when Cloverfield came out, like a long time ago, it feels like. I was so obsessed with that movie, and every year I kept checking like the status on the next one, and then finally I gave up. But anyway, so 10 Cloverfield Lane, I just loved it so much because you couldn't really tell while you were watching it if John Goodman's character was bad or if he was good or if he was fucking crazy or what. So it kind of takes you like on this roller coaster ride of where you don't really know what character to believe. The ending wasn't like my favorite, but I still enjoyed it.
I liked the ending. I liked that the ending was fine.
Yeah.
As a movie, but the fact that it ties it into the greater Cloverfield universe, fantastic.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Solid pick. Solid pick. Homer, what you got up? One of your favorite horror movies of 2016.
Okay, I'm not going to call it a favorite horror. Like, it was a suspenseful movie, but I really enjoyed it. Was Neon Demon?
Neon Demon. Well, let's put this disclaimer out there right now. Heavy suspense equates to horror nowadays. I mean, people say Don't Breathe and The Green Room, that's horror. I don't think those are horror at all.
Same.
But that's heavy suspense.
Yeah. Like thriller,
There was some parts where it was kind of gory, but it wasn't to where you were like, oh my God, like I did not see that coming. It was kind of like, I didn't jump to it. There was no jump scares. There was nothing like that to where the music had you on the edge of your seat. You know what I mean? But I mean, I enjoyed it. I liked it. The story was pretty good. There was little twists here and there. Keanu Reeves was in it. That's my main reason I wanted to see it. I was like, you know, he's doing pretty good with the new movies. Let me go see what this one's all about.
I know you're on that John Wick cock. Heavy.
Oh, I am. Okay, so I did not know. I haven't seen that movie yet, Homer. So I didn't know that Keanu was in it. So I haven't. I have seen people post about it.
Cancel.
You know what? I don't know what's going on right now, guys. It's
so good.
Okay, I'm going to watch it tonight. So good thing I am drinking coffee. And so, I feel like Homer is, he looks a little bit like Keanu Reeves. He's channeling him. I can see
it. See it.
Can you? I can.
You know, I'm not even kidding. Like, I can see because you got the slick back, you got the scruff.
But it's not grown yet.
It's getting there, buddy. It's getting there.
It's probably like 2 millimeters long.
You're never going to be Keanu, but you can always aspire.
I could always try. But I mean, the soundtrack, if anybody just loves soundtracks to movies, that is like one of the best I've heard like last year, dude, to be honest with you.
What kind of music is on the soundtrack?
It was kind of like indie. There was some like little electronic to it, but I mean, it was one of those
So this is the same director from Drive. Did it have that same kind of feel? Because I love Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It might be because I love Ryan Gosling that's, a lot, though,
like,
too.
The music was the same way. Like, if you loved the music and stuff like that, you would watch it and you'd be like, dude, this is a pretty good jam. This is pretty awesome. Like, I think after watching it, I wanted to go out and buy, like, the album. But, of course, I found it on Spotify and YouTube. So I was like, yeah.
What? Okay, so would it be worth it to get it on vinyl? Because I might have to.
If you hunt it down and find it, yes.
Okay.
So I think
solid. I haven't seen that yet. The night that I was planning on watching it, I had that and Nocturnal Animals both lined up, and I was like, Nocturnal Animals going to win out. Got to give it to Jake Gilley. But I'm going to have to add that to my list, man. My first pick of the evening is going to be Lights Out. Look at that. Really? Everybody's just stunned.
Well, because I thought you were about to say something else. But...
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of curious what you think I was going to say.
I thought you were going to say...
second pick is going to be...
I thought you were going to say Don't Breathe. So I was trying to like...
Actually, no. Wasn't a huge fan of Don't Breathe. It was fine.
Me neither. Okay. That might be homework. Okay, we'll have to come back to that.
Okay, we'll come back in a second. Lights Out. I loved it. I think we talked about this on another podcast too. One of those orange-covered ones, not a blue-covered one. I remember seeing that short when it first happened, that little three-minute short video. And then when I heard they were making it into a movie, I was like, that short was terrifying. This concept was terrifying, and I thought they delivered perfectly. I loved how they developed that story around that character. Fantastic. Loved it. A lot of jump scares.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Really, I liked it.
Homer, not a big fan.
Really?
Apparently a fan of Don't Breathe. Really?
I don't know, dude. I liked it. It was – I'm going to say my part when he comes around. So.
That's pretty much
my second pick, to be honest with you.
Well, Sam, we're going to skip you then, and we'll come back to you. Homer's second pick is Don't Breathe. You need to defend the shit out of this right now.
Yeah, let's hear it, man.
But I mean,
outside of the turkey baster,
to me, it was like it was another suspenseful kind of like horror. You know what I mean? But it was kind of trippy, you know. But once you start, the pieces of the movie start coming together, you're kind of like, oh crap, oh shit! Like, I thought it was gonna be like one of those simple things, and somebody dies, but then once the guy keeps going and you find out that he has secrets of his own, it kind of tripped me out even more. So I guess that's what had me going. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh shit, this is pretty awesome. This is pretty crazy. Like, this guy knows what the fuck he's doing. You know, he might be Cable, so he's a kick-ass motherfucker. That's all I'm saying right there. But I mean, even there was a deleted scene that was pretty badass that kind of left it like, it was actually like at the end of the movie, it was him kind of like going into a train station looking for the other person.
Really?
So kind of like seeing like...
Wait, what other person? The who?
The girl? What's her name? Yeah, she got away. So it was like him pretty much going like, I'm going to hunt you down because, you know, you took away what I had and shit like that. And I was like, oh my fucking God.
So what, it just left it at him going on a train?
Yeah, like pretty much going to hunt her down.
That is such a waste of everyone's time and money.
But see, I hate it when a lot of movies do that.
Include that in the theatrical version. You
know, yeah, that is pointless.
I liked
like
the ending
to
that movie. For real. I think the biggest surprise I had in that movie is that Goosebumps boy died. I really didn't see that coming, especially since he's, you know, hot on his Goosebumps career. I thought he was definitely going to make it.
Goosebumps career.
So shout out to Goosebumps. Okay, so I didn't really – it was all right, but I was just – I feel like it was too simple. Like, I feel like it was just a normal, everyday horror movie that comes out once in a few months where you already know the story. Like, it just – I don't know. Like, yeah, it was kind of suspenseful, but I just – I don't know. I didn't really like it.
I felt like kind of that movie and Green Room should be in the same category. And I liked Green Room way more than I liked Don't Breathe. Sam, did you see Green Room?
I haven't. I was writing it down.
Oh, pretty good, especially for Anton Yelch. It's one of his last films, really.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's a horror movie, definitely suspenseful. And freaking Patrick Stewart is insanely creepy and fucking and crushes. I enjoyed that way more than I enjoyed Don't Breathe. And I think that those kind of fall into the same category.
See, I feel like
I
feel like Don't Breathe was not... It didn't have enough blood and gore in it for me. Like, I know everyone was freaked out about the turkey baster, and that just kind of was like, I don't know. It's just fucking weird. Turkey baster
was pretty sick.
I mean, it was sick, but
it's totally overhyped now.
Stupid. Like, it would have been totally scarier if he just would have done it himself. Like, I laughed. I'm like, really? Like, it wasn't creepy. It was just odd and out of...
So Don't Breathe is not your pick. What is your pick then?
Okay, well, wait. I got to go back because I was going to give myself a shameless self-plug, but you did it for me, so now I have to change my number two.
Come on. You thought I wasn't going to lead with that?
I didn't. I thought I was going to have 31 as my number two, even though it's a great film.
All right, why don't you go ahead and give that as your runner-up then?
Okay. Do I say that now?
So 31's going to be your...
Okay, 31's going to be my runner-up because I'm such a fan of Rob Zombie and his brain and just how everything... I don't know, just how he plans everything and his storytelling. And I was such a fan of all of his other films. I know people really didn't like Lords of Salem, and a lot of people weren't happy with his Halloween remakes. So I was just anxious to see like what he would bring to the table and if it would be anything different from his other films. But I really liked it. I know a lot of people hated it.
I think Rob Zombie is a particular taste. It's kind of like one of those like beer. You have to get it's an acquired taste, I guess, rather.
Yeah, definitely.
I haven't seen Lords of Salem. I know my wife's, she's seen all his movies, but I love the Halloween remakes. I love the first one. The second one I didn't like originally. But as I thought about it, I don't know. I just kind of like that he expanded on the lore. And that's like one thing John Carpenter talks about. He's like, he gives too much information about the character. And I was like, fuck that. I want to know everything about this.
Some people want to know.
I want to look through that dude's eyes and understand why he's doing all that. Like, I mean, I really thought that second one kind of dove into this more psychological aspect of it. And it really did grow on me.
Yeah.
That being said, 31 was definitely not my favorite movie this year.
Right.
I love that dude, the Joker dude.
Yeah.
That guy can monologue like nobody's business.
I know.
But overall, was a little disappointed in it. I would much rather just watch all of his monologues in a single clip.
Well, there you have it, folks. Homer, did you see
31? Your runner-up?
Yeah, I liked it. I bought it. I enjoyed it. But I mean, it was real freaking different compared to like his other movies.
His other ones,
And that's why I liked it, because it was something new, you know? Mm-hmm. But I liked it. I don't know why there was people that bashed it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was
so 31's your runner-up. What's your number two pick?
There it is.
There it is. Hang on. Edit this part out.
Conjuring.
No, I don't edit.
Yes, you do. Okay, wait.
I don't edit anything.
We don't.
Everything's raw and uncut.
Yeah.
Conjuring 2 was good. I liked it a lot.
What?
I liked The Conjuring 2 a lot. But it's not my second
pick.
Or my runner-up.
I was going to say that. I guess I'll just go with that. That's fine. Okay, yes.
Really? Why did we bring her on this show?
Whatever, guys. I had so many things written down. You don't even understand.
Halloween. There was some good picks.
Because she carves pumpkins.
I don't like your answer, so I'm going to give my answer, and we'll come back for your final answer.
Thanks,
I got my runner-up, which we just watched this past weekend, but it was a 2016 film. We watched that movie Pet this past weekend. I had never heard of this.
Yeah,
my wife just found it. Holy crap. Sam and you and I had talked about it a little bit, but that movie kind of blew my mind in that the first half of the movie, I was like, okay, I get it. Cute. I mean, well, not cute, but like, I understand what's happening. This should be interesting. And then that second half of the movie, everything just turns around, and the whole premise of the movie Pet just flips everything around. And it, I was like, whoa. And I was chatting with my wife. We were sitting there watching it. And then halfway through the movie, something happens. And I was on the edge of my seat for the rest of the movie. Loved it.
I mean, you can say what happens, right? Like, I just, can I say or no? I haven't seen it. I just heard that people were like.
So, all right. So I'll give a spoiler for Pet. Well, I know you and I had just talked about it, so I didn't know if you had watched it yet. So I didn't know if
I haven't, but I know that there was something about the girl.
So he kidnaps this girl saying he wants to fix her, make her better. And the whole time you're thinking he's just being a creepy stalker. And then it turns out she's been a serial killer this whole time. Her imaginary friend that she's been talking about, boom, it's all in her head. She's been talking to her as a friend. And then you just see all the manipulation she goes through. She just totally sucks this guy and abuses his love for her, which is already twisted in itself because he has her in a fucking prison, well, really a dog kennel.
Yeah.
And she utilizes that and fucking uses it to her advantage and manipulates and twists him. Like, some guy even finds her at one point in the movie, and she, and he's trying to get her out, and the guy, her captive, comes back, and she holds the her rescuer and tries to keep him distracted so that she can turn her captor into a killer to further put him under her thumb.
Wow. Okay, so can you tell me, sorry if anyone's like, meh, spoiler, but like, how did he find who this girl was? Like, how did he run into her?
He used to go to school with her.
Like high school?
If I remember right, yes.
He, like, so was this a few years later?
Yeah, this is, they're adults now, late 20s, early 30s kind of thing. And he runs into her. And when he sees her, I think he has just a convoluted notion of who she is. And then he begins stalking her from there.
Okay, so can you tell us, like, what bad things?
What do you mean, what bad things?
Sorry, I was looking at Homer.
Distracted by Homer's dancing, I know.
Ready?
It's impressive.
What was it? I don't remember. Wait, okay. I gotta write myself a note.
This is great audio broadcasting. This is everybody dancing.
I'm so sorry, guys. I need to write myself a note so I can come back to it. Hang on. Okay. Oh my god. I fucking missed you guys, man. Okay. So, did she... Aaron hates us. Okay. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. Okay, what I was asking was,
I don't know.
I was just making sure Homer was done.
Like, Homer just muted and then talked.
Oh my god. I apologize for my loud laugh, anyone who's listening to this. Homer, what?
This is what happens. Yes, this is pure.
I'm just here waiting for you to finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know. He's just waiting for your question to be asked.
Okay, so what bad things did she do for this guy to be like, I'm going to make her a good person, yada, yada, yada?
Oh, like
she didn't post on the Facebook of Pocket Knife News or something?
No, which also the same level of badness as that, though. She, like, gets her journal. When they have, like, a confrontation, and her boyfriend, like, kicks his ass. And so she has her journal, and that's how he finds out how bad she is. And then he starts stalking her and catches her doing a couple different things. So, but the turning point was, like, her best friend, which is, if you've ever seen iCarly, it's Sam from iCarly.
Jeanette McCurdy.
That's her best. That's the pet's best friend.
Yeah.
She ends up sleeping with her boyfriend, and they're driving, and the pet girl crashes intentionally because she's mad at her friend for sleeping with her boyfriend. Okay. Well, I mean, they're fucked up, but they're okay. And she pulls this huge piece of glass out of her And fucking iCarly girl sitting next to her, and she's like, it's okay, we're all right. She stabs her in the fucking face with the glass.
Oh, damn.
She's like, oh, man, that car crash didn't kill you. I will.
Dang.
Boom. That's fucking crazy, dude.
And then it just goes on and on from there, and they show like a few different shit. Movies. I feel like the way that we've talked about it, it should be my actual pick, but it was my runner-up. My actual pick
I'm
is definitely
going to
be, well, Hush kind of blew me away too.
Yeah.
For those who haven't seen
Hush,
I liked
that one.
A woman living alone in her house gets fucking targeted by a crazy guy who just wants to kill her for no reason and sees it as a challenge. I thought it was genius. It came out of nowhere since it was coming. It came on through Netflix, just showed up one day. I was like, hey, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Captured my imagination. Totally loved it. Twists and turns, not huge. Total entertainment, absolutely.
What was that one called?
Hush. On Netflix original.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
You haven't seen it?
Yep.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, that's a good one, bro. That's
I thought
one.
It was a Batman comic book, and then I read it, and I was like, no, that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, very good arc. Very good arc. Sam, did you want to revise your pick?
Here we go.
Okay, well, I really did have The Conjuring I did have The Conjuring on my list, but since you guys were like, meh, 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 I'm going to go
I love The Conjuring.
Okay, I did too. Like, I loved, oh my God. Okay, a lot of people didn't like the storyline of it, but I just liked how everything was set up. The way that they just captured, like, the whole scene of everything, especially when that girl was in her bedroom. Just, like, the coloring and everything. Oh, it was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I loved it so much.
I really enjoyed it. I love that these Conjuring movies feel like they're going to be, like, it's almost like an extended TV show.
Yeah.
Or like an anthology.
You're frozen.
Yeah,
am I frozen now?
There it is.
Good?
Okay, start over.
You got me now. It's like an anthology in that it's the same secondary characters for each movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sidekick and her husband, they're not the main characters. And I love that they're the recurring theme between these movies so far.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Biggest quip I had about it, though, is the animation effects for the Crooked Man.
Yeah. That was kind of weak.
I was like, where's that James Wan money at? Because
yeah,
I ain't seen it right
done
there.
Better.
Overall, it was a good movie. I like those movies. It made me jump quite a bit. My wife saw it in theater, so I saw it well after her, and she would watch it with me, and I liked it a lot.
Yeah. It's Homer, have you seen that one?
Not part two yet.
Dang, like, what are you doing?
I work, okay. I've been working.
Oh, and we don't?
Well, look, none of us have seen these movies coming up. So on Homer shared a website the other day, storiesforghosts.com shared most anticipated horror films of 2017. And I asked y'all to pick two films that you're looking forward to the most this year, specifically in the horror genre.
I don't know, this list.
Man. Horror!
There's at least four that I want to like. Give
I'm sure one of us will pick your other one.
I know. There's I have four too, man. Don't even.
Y'all
I was like, surely they're going to pick it.
Y'all automatically know which one right off the bat I'm going to want.
Okay, I have five.
All right. Wait, hold on. Sam, can you guess what Homer's number one is? I bet you I can.
I'm going to say it's probably I have two guesses.
I actually could probably guess his top two.
Oh.
I'm going to say Friday the 13th or Leatherface?
Friday the 13th.
It's going to be Friday the 13th and XX.
Hey, see,
really?
That's on there just because it's like four minis.
Yeah. You know?
But I mean, I kind of have to go for A Cure for Wellness. It looks
remember that one.
It's got
I saw the trailer for that and I was like,
Leonardo DiCaprio in it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But it looks real, like, different and interesting. And you could tell it's kind of like an indie movie that they're, you know what I mean? Like, it's so I don't know. They're pushing it in a direction to where it pulls me in. Like that other movie, Mr. Nobody. I don't know if you all have seen that movie.
I have not seen that movie.
It's so with,
you're not familiar with The Cure for Wellness, though, Sam?
No. Okay, so I think I did see it on the list, but I didn't watch the trailer if it was on there. I think it was the girl where she was like in a bathtub or something. I could be wrong.
So real quick synopsis. Yeah. An ambitious young executive is sent to retrieve his company's CEO from an idyllic but mysterious wellness center at a remote location in the Swiss Alps, but soon suspects that the spa's miraculous treatments are not what they seem.
And you said it had Leonardo DiCaprio in it?
No. It has the knockoff Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who's that?
The
Stamos. No, wait.
I was like, no, fuck no.
John Stamos, even better.
No.
If you saw The Amazing Spider-Man 2, he was the Green Goblin kid.
Yeah.
In Chronicle. He's the Chronicle kid.
Like, he looks like a good actor. You know, I guess I haven't seen him in a lot of movies.
I gotta look this guy up.
This one makes me look like, dude, this is cool. This is awesome. Like, give me more of it. You know what I mean? But I only saw that one trailer. I don't think they've released anything else
more than that.
What's it called?
I mean, A Cure for Wellness. But why release more? You're so close to release date. It's February. Like, how many trailers do you need to release for a horror movie without giving so much away? So much, and this is seems like more of one of those.
What is it coming? Like 2 months? 2-3 months? Or
next
like
month. Valentine's next Day. Month?
February 17th. Oh, yeah. Okay, I know the guy you guys are talking about.
That's a good pick, Homer. Good pick. Your second one, I have conflicts with. Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Y'all swing around and come back to me if y'all want.
Okay. I'll go ahead and go. Okay, so what do you guys think about Get Out?
Yes. Oh, man. That's one of my picks.
Is it?
Yep.
That's okay. You can pick another one, so that's more movies we could talk about.
Okay, so I remember when people first started hearing about this, they thought that it was kind of going to be like a what do you call it?
That just looks like a
Scary Movie, kind of making fun of all of the scary movies. Like, people thought it was that. I'm like, no, like, have you not seen the fucking trailer?
When you hear Jordan Peele, you immediately associate that.
Jordan, yeah.
You watch that trailer and you're like, this is what happens when you get a good writer and let him do what he wants to do. Like, this movie looks incredible.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Which, do you think people who are listening know who Jordan Peele is?
Of course. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I definitely know that anybody within our group chat knows who it is. He is famous for saying a particular name a certain way. Perhaps Sam can enlighten us all.
No, it's not him.
That's him.
No, it's the other guy.
It's the same sketch comedy guy. Group.
Okay, it's the same duo, but it's not him. Jordan is the short one.
Oh my gosh. I don't know, like...
Son of a bitch.
I literally thought you were just setting that up because you wanted to say A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron. It's Aaron, sir. Okay, anyways, we're talking about the sketch comedy show on Comedy Central of Key and Peele, if you guys are familiar with that.
Or if you've seen the hit movie Keanu.
No one has fucking seen that shit movie.
Yeah,
I watched that movie.
They know the cat abuse.
It was on HBO. It was way way funnier than I thought it was going to be. I was kind of disappointed how much I liked it.
Well, that's good news then.
Yeah, I'm going to edit this part out for sure. I've never seen that movie. I ain't got no catitude about it.
Catitude. Oh my God.
Would you say that it was perfect?
Look, man, I don't want to talk about it right now.
I give it 6 whiskers down.
Give it 2 paws up.
It's a bag of litter, if you ask me. I'm bad at puns. You guys are really
good. That was pretty good. I'm slightly impressed. Slightly.
Oh man.
Get Out, fantastic choice. I definitely have to agree with you on that one. You think it's going to be good? Is that a movie theater one, or is that going to be a Redbox one?
It's a movie theater one.
Of course.
I honestly feel, dude, it might be a lot of – they might get a lot of bad, like, feedback with the whole, like – they may, like, oh, it's racist no more. But, yeah. I mean, it just looks so – like, you still want to see it, man. Like, oh, I saw it, and I was like, oh, man, this looks – oh.
Looks I don't good,
know how
man.
I feel about it, but I still want to see it. Like, you know.
I watched that trailer and I want to know how it ends.
I know. Well, I want to know like what it like what's going to be the twist in it because like she's dating her boyfriend and she takes the boyfriend back to meet her parents and it seems like they're into hypnosis and then that's when things kind of get kind of weird.
Yep.
Yeah, it just starts getting real trippy, dude. You start looking at it and everyone's just acting weird and you're like, "Oh my god, what is that? What is that movie?" The Housewife or what? Damn, I forgot that movie. Where they're kind of like robots.
Oh,
Stepford Wives. There you go. Like that. Like boom. It kind of gives off that vibe and you're kind of like, something's wrong here. I don't want to fully know what the hell's going on, but something's wrong. Something's off.
So I had two picks. One was this smaller budget movie and then the other is a big blockbuster movie. I was going to say my smaller budget movie first, but now I got to get a new one.
Sorry.
Dude, I'm really excited for The Mummy.
Yeah?
I am, man. The Brendan Fraser mummies are fine.
You son of a bitch.
I remember them. The way I remember them is not how I see them when I watch them now. I remember them much more fondly than when I rewatch them now. But, dude, this movie looks really fun. And the fact that you got Russell Crowe coming in as Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. You got Tom Cruise coming in as what I'm assuming is going to be Van Helsing since he just wakes up from getting crashed in a plane.
Yeah.
And then you got fucking the Kingsman girl as the actual mummy. Dude, she looks awesome. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Yeah.
People have been talking shit about the whole shared universe thing, but I love it. Same thing with Cloverfield and the same thing with this movie. The idea that we're going to get a shared universe between all the Universal monsters with this kind of theme, it kind of blows my mind that this is the time that we live in. And I'm on board with seeing how this jumps off.
That's kind of dumb that they're like giving this. Yeah, that's kind of dumb. Just because like they've done it before in the past.
That they're giving them shit.
That they're already giving
them. No, that they're like, oh, how can, you know, the mummy be in the same universe as Frankenstein? And how can.
Yeah,
you
man,
know,
I've been hearing that all over the place. They're like, man,
have y'all not seen the old movies where it's like the Wolfman versus the mummy or Dracula versus Frankenstein? Like, clearly y'all don't know y'all's old school horror shit.
Yeah.
I don't know where y'all grew up, but that's what I remember. Like,
yeah, man. I know. You know,
shit, they do what? Freddy Krueger versus Jason? Nobody flipped out about that and wanted to kill people. Well, actually, they did.
Well, I don't think that was well received. I loved it, but I don't think it was very.
I still liked it.
Me too, dude. It's a great action movie.
It was two big names in a freaking movie. Like, how could you be like, oh no?
Yeah, like
John Wick versus Neo.
See all these people in one shared universe. Like, there's plenty of good stories to tell for a standalone. But if you have something that can live in a shared universe, why not?
That's like somebody complaining about like Iron Man and Captain America being in the same movie.
Dang, shots fired.
He was looking at you.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
But yeah,
he was looking at the viewers.
The viewers
that aren't even watching. That they're listening.
Oh, all right, Homer, your second pick. Are you sticking with Friday the 13th?
I'm sticking with Friday the 13th, man. Like,
I don't think
I'm kind of like a fanboy of it. They're
it is going to happen. What are you talking about, Aaron?
I don't think
they're
it's going
to
happen.
They're bringing out a new video game for it. They're trying
to. They already have a release date for it.
How many times have they had a release date for a new Halloween or new Friday the 13th movie?
Okay, look,
they're just pushing it back. All right,
we just had a Friday the 13th. When was it? Last week. Okay, so the next one is in October, so they're probably like, oh shit, like it has to happen just to have a full effect.
I mean, that has to be. And even at that, I mean, it's. I was going to say that 13's 31 inverted, but now I realize that sounds stupid.
That's okay. Sometimes I think of saying that too, so it's fine.
Come on, A-A-Ron. But I was just thinking
October 13th is like October 31st, and it's Friday the 13th, but let's go. Anyways,
yeah.
If there's a time to do it, that's the day to release it. I don't think it's going to happen.
If they do do it, I want to see what they have coming out, you know what I mean, what they're going to do with it. Because the old movie that they had, it was good. It, you know, it wasn't, to me,
okay,
it wasn't the best. Oh, no, I'm talking about the remake,
sucked.
The one with Sam Winchester.
I loved that one. I loved that one.
I could not stay on board with it.
With Jared Padalecki, guys.
Hey, you better pause that episode. I see you over there.
Mm-hmm. We don't see you over there, but we know you're over there.
We hear you over there.
I told her she needed. I started watching the show called The Magicians.
Oh, I heard about that.
I'm two episodes in, and I stopped watching so my wife could catch up. I was like, I think she'll like this show.
Hey, did you watch, what is it called, Slasher?
Slasher?
On Netflix? Yeah, it's like a series. It's like a Netflix one.
When did that come out?
Just like recently.
Please, I got so much on Netflix.
Hey, Sam, have you seen that Netflix original show? It's those two girls that fight off demons.
I don't think so.
It reminds me of like Supernatural. I'm all, really?
What?
Like, that came out a long time ago. Fight off demons is what it is. And I'm like, all right. Like, I haven't seen it yet, but it's there. And I'm like,
I see it all the time.
I don't know.
What's it called?
I don't even know what it's called. Do you know off the top of your head, Aaron?
I don't. Just go to Netflix original. It's one of the top 10 that are on there. It's brand new. Have you watched that Slasher show?
Yes, I have.
You don't got to lie to be cool.
No, I did. So I fell asleep like towards the end of the season. They have season one on there, which is like the newest one, obviously.
Is it R-rated?
I'm not sure what it is.
Well, do they swear? And is there a lot of blood?
They swear and there is blood. There's at least one killing in each episode so far that I've seen.
Man. Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
I mean, probably, I rate, like, what do you call it? Like, I overrate. So I'd probably give it maybe, like a 6 or 7. Like, I would say there's probably something else you could watch before it, but if you just need something to pass the time, you should watch it.
Well, because, like,
Thursday.
What?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yes, tomorrow's Thursday. This is good radio right here.
So he's going to have to edit
Thursday. Episode is live. Thanks for breaking the time barrier. Now everybody knows we're recording the night before.
Is this going up tomorrow?
That just
today. Aaron's like, thank you everyone who has.
That's how committed we were. I couldn't record yesterday, so we recorded today. Called an audible.
Okay.
A series of unfortunate events is also on the list after The Magicians.
Okay. I saw that, but I don't think I could get into that.
Oh, I love the movie and my wife read all the books, so I'm game for it.
What is it? Is it kind of like a Harry Potter thing?
You didn't see the movie?
No.
It's pretty good.
No.
I wouldn't say it's Harry. It's more mystery. Mysterious than Harry Potter and no magic.
Like Sherlock Holmes?
Yes, much better.
Okay, I probably wouldn't like it then. I'm not a Sherlockster.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't watch Sherlock? Or no, is that what it's called? Sherlock? I don't know. It's pretty much the only thing I watch.
Sherlock the show or Sherlock Holmes with
the movie?
Both.
No.
I'll watch Robert Downey Jr. or Doctor Strange be Sherlock.
Mm-mm.
All right. I don't think Friday the 13th is coming out, but if it does, I'll be mildly impressed. And I think that's a great pick. Sam, what movie most anticipated? Which anticipated?
Can I have a runner up on this one too?
Sure.
What should I say first?
I just got stabbed in the eye with a child's
fork. Get your runner up.
Okay, I'm going to do runner up because it kind of ties in with Homer's pick. So my runner-up is going to be Halloween Returns. Like, a lot of people think it's not going to happen. So I don't fucking know.
Halloween Return. That's funny. I don't remember seeing that on the list that I sent over.
Well, it's not on the list that you sent, but there's been a lot of
rumors.
I'm sure I prefaced this conversation with we're choosing from this list, but
oh dang.
Sorry.
I thought you just gave us runner up. I thought you gave us the list for help.
Ooh, good argument, Homer. It's runner up because it's not actually on this list. Go.
There you go.
Halloween Returns. I don't think that's happening either.
Yeah, that's a good but I mean, everyone's talking about how they pulled John Carpenter to be one of the executive producers, so it's supposed to be happening, but who knows?
Yeah.
I've seen some pictures of it, and it doesn't look frightening, but so yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, Team Michael.
All right, good runner up. What's your actual pick now?
Okay, actual pick, I'm going to go with Insidious Chapter 4.
Okay, I assume you've seen Insidious Chapters 1 through 3?
Yeah.
Me too. That movie, and I fucking love them.
They're so fucking scary, right?
They're terrifying, but I've ever seen in my life. The way that they intertwined all three of those movies?
Yes! Impressive. Oh, very much. That was fun.
You started it.
Again, we realize this is an audio podcast.
I know. Okay, wait.
I did the wave across the screen because they were intertwined, and then everybody's doing it now. I feel like I'm in an aquarium.
I thought you said Aquarius.
How's everybody doing with it?
Hey, there's been a new addition to the choreography. Ready?
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's just dead.
Get over here.
Hey, Homer, what's that one Pokemon's name who's like magical with spoons in his hands?
Abracadabra.
What did you say? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say abracadabra?
Wow. He went there.
I stole that joke from my 7-year-old.
It's Kadabra, right? Or is he Abracadabra? I think it's Kadabra.
Yeah. Oh, I stole that joke from my 7-year-old. He told me it the other day, and he told his mom it today, and she was like, oh my God, come here right now. Listen to what your son just told me.
Hey, you should probably make like a magician yourself and just disappear after that.
Shots fired. Sam feels the same way.
It's just fire.
Not it's good for fire. The audio, but she said that I should make like a magician after that and disappear. Yeah. Video high fives, also great for audio content. She can yell at me from the living room, but standing right next to me, no dialogue.
Oh man, that's hilarious. Oh my God, she totally like throat daggered you.
She throat chopped me. She said, can you hear this audio?
Oh my God.
Oh, I really hope that picked up on my mic because that was hilarious.
As he's like in pain.
That was the last we heard about Aaron.
Good Lord.
This episode is a disaster.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think that's exactly what they expect of us.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what I expected. I just didn't want to let you guys down.
It's a Conjuring great disaster.
So my runner-up is going to be Raw because it looks really good, but God, the way that they look like they're hyping this movie up, I feel like it's going to be like a Don't Breathe situation again.
Oh God, I'm going to look that one up. I can't remember that one.
Raw, it's where the vegetarian girl becomes a cannibal.
Oh God, are you kidding?
It looks great, but all the hype for it is making me upset and making me not as optimistic as I want to be for it. I wish I just saw the trailer and they didn't have like all the Sundance awards that it won. And because of that, I'm going to change my number one pick is going to be the Belko experiment.
I've never heard of that one. God damn
That's
it.
The one where they're in the office, it looks, right?
Yeah.
Dude, the first time I saw that trailer, I was like, ugh, another office movie. It's going to be funny. And then shit started happening. And I was like, why are the windows all sealed up? Like, what the fuck is going on there?
Yeah, that movie just looks like balls out horror fun.
What's it called?
The Belko experiment.
Why can't I find it?
B-E-L-K-O.
It's kind of like a Saw kind of.
Yep. With like an entire office building.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, this is what you need to catch up with on from last year and what we can look forward to next year.
But yeah, that link, you got to share it again on our page, dude, so people could like.
Absolutely. I'll share the link where we pulled all of these.
Shit like that, so.
Except for Halloween Resurrection, because it's not happening.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, wait. Can we talk about real quick the. Homer, I thought one of your picks were ones that we didn't talk about. The all-female one, the horror anthology.
Or was that one? Was his runner-up.
No.
XX.
Yeah, that was pretty much the runner-up. But, I mean, that trailer looks interesting, especially – it's just because it's four mini-movies, and it kind of makes me think, like, how long the actual movie's going to be, like, if it's going to give each one, like, a 20, 30-minute thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for what the trailer gives out, each one is unique in its own way. And if they connect them in some weird way, that's going to be trippy. But –
When you think those that they dolls, will?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't know. Sometimes I do like anthologies, but sometimes I don't, just because I want more of it and I want to be in it longer rather than like breaking up a bunch of stories. Yeah. I don't know.
But I love it that it's just an all-female
definitely. Anthology.
Like that, I feel like we need more of that because it's a different perspective on horror, you know, mm-hmm. and just giving their two cents and how it is. And shoot, maybe it's going to be more scarier than, you know,
other movies out
there made by guys. So I don't know, but
that'd be nice.
I heard a good theory on why this movie should be good. And it's women have led horror for so long as characters. There's uh-huh. always the damsel in distress. There's always the victim. So to see these stories told from a woman's perspective should be an interesting take. I'm really excited for this one as well.
That sounds great, man.
I'm excited too, guys. Jeez.
Dang. We understand you're excited.
You excited. But still, that logo is such a badass logo though, man.
That's true. That's a dope ass logo. The lipstick with the skulls.
Yeah.
Skulls. The skull. It's good. And I think we got some great stuff to look forward to this year.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
It'll be good stuff.
So what, it's going to be like a horror movie every other month or something like that?
Oh, it's like two a month, I feel like. First, it's like two a month because we have like – I'm surprised no one said Split on their choices.
See,
another one was Alien for me, but
I still don't consider that a horror movie.
Or The Rings, or Leatherface, or Chucky.
I haven't seen anything on Leatherface. Chucky definitely was on Leatherface.
Yeah, dude, Leatherface has a couple of posters. I don't think they have a trailer.
Yeah, it's supposed to be about when he was a
great. But I need to see a trailer before I can say I'm excited about it.
That's true. That's a good point.
You know,
but one movie I'm kind of iffy about that's on there is Flatliners, man. I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm not getting into this with you.
No, right.
Not getting into this with
but I'm iffy about this remake, but
maybe a direct to DVD. I don't think you got anything to worry about.
Oh man, you guys heard it here first.
Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to have you on here, girl.
I'll see you guys next episode. Wink, wink.
All right, guys. Till next time. This is Homer. I'll see y'all later.
This is Sam. I'll see you guys next time.
And I'm Aaron. You'll have a great night.